And good morning. Welcome back into In Focus on News Radio KMAN here at 9:33, and we get an update. This next segment from Maddie Ogle, who is the Development and Public Relations Coordinator. Good morning, Maddie.
Good morning.
It's a pleasure to have you on. The library, of course, is one of the many entities that's been impacted here by COVID-19. And before we get too in depth here of what's going on, what is the current status of the library?
Yes. So current status is we extended our opening. So we are now open for express browsing. Initially, we were open for holds pickup and computer reservations. And so now we've added that element that people can come in and browse the stacks. They will need an appointment if they wish to browse the children's room. But to browse the teen and adult collections, there is no appointment needed.
Okay. And is there going to be like a time limit or anything for that if people want to come and set an appointment?
Yeah. So for the children's room, the appointment time length is just 20 minutes. Since our computer reservations are about an hour, that's what we're asking people to keep their stay at. So we really want it to be short and sweet. So we're hoping that it'll just be a quick in and out process.
Okay. And that's a big step here, because I know for a long time people haven't really been able to gather inside the library, and that's not going to change anytime soon here. It doesn't sound like we're going to have like mass gatherings at the library.
Yes, unfortunately, no. Right now, all of our meeting rooms are still closed, and we're not taking book donations, anything like that. We are pretty much the main things is we're just wanting to get people the opportunity to browse the sex, because we know that was very popular. We'll still be doing online programs and different things like that, but we just added then this extra element of browsing.
Okay, so we'll be looking forward to that. Dave's indicating we have a caller here with a question. Good morning, you're on In Focus.
Good morning. I think while I was waiting and listening to the guest that the answer was given about the book donations, there's no timetable as to when you think you might taking books again. I know that the basement is where you sort them, and you probably don't have the social distancing for it.
Yes. So that is one of the things that we keep trying to figure out how to process. And right now we are not accepting book donations. Part of that is also with our volunteers. You are correct with the basement that they all go down there, and there's not really any large space enough for them to social distance, nor for us to quarantine all the books that come in before our sorters could actually get to them. So there's a lot of factors involved. So right now we are not, unfortunately.
All right. Thank you. That was a good question. As far as other activities you have at the library, let's talk about some of those. You had in your email here this morning, Brain Fuse. And I'm not sure I know what that is. Can you tell me what Brain Fuse is?
Yes. So the biggest goal for the library during these last few months while we've been closed is to just make sure that everyone has a library card and knows that there are online resources available. And with the transition of schools and, you know, some of the new schedules that kids are having to go through, parents are also extra busy on top of what they were already doing. And so we wanted to find a way to help alleviate some of that. And so Brain Fuse is a, it has several parts to it. There's Help Now and Job Now. Help Now is free online tutoring. So it's live tutoring sessions that you can go in, the kids can submit their question, and someone will actually connect with them. And it's the tutors are all either people pursuing their PhDs, either have their PhDs or graduate students, that are vetted and signed on. So it's basically just a free online tutoring session. They also have a writing center where you can send your papers to. And the Job Now portion is really neat because this, I'm hoping, will go towards a lot of our soon-to-be high school graduates or in college students because it offers free online coaching, interview coaching. They'll also critique your resume and help you go through that. So it really is a resource that has a lot of different components to it. But I think right now we're just seeing that there is homework happening, of course, and so we're just wanting to see if this can be a way to help students continue learning while also helping parents out with maybe not feeling so stressed by having to do those certain problems or whatnot.
Okay. And Maddie Ogle joining us here from the Manhattan Public Library. Online resources have become kind of a thing now here, especially with everyone doing virtual learning, in whether it's here in Manhattan or anywhere else in Riley County. I imagine you have seen an increase in people using your online programs.
Yes, and that's been really great to see. We're glad to see that people are using it. We know that it's not as maybe easy as it would be to walk up into the library and get some materials, but we have added several new online resources, like I mentioned, BrainFuse. We brought back Lynda.com earlier in this season, and then we've added more newspapers to our collection, like the Kansas City Star, Wichita Eagle, all of those more popular titles. So we have seen a good increase in our usage. Ancestry is now available, actually, outside the library, and so we've seen a good increase in that usage. So there are so many online resources available with your library card, so we just really recommend that anybody go and explore, and then if you have a question, just call us, and we'd be happy to help you navigate one if you find it.
Okay, very good. Well, I see here that you posted this on social media, it looks like yesterday. You have a spooky online trivia night coming up. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yes. So our programmers are hard at work. You know, they are really, really wanting to do in-person programs, and it's just it's not an option at this moment. So right now they are doing all virtual programs or like self-guided. And so one of them is the adult trivia night. And there you can sign up online and join in. I did see that costumes are not required, but they are, you know, welcome. So we would love to see those. But yes, the theme is going to be centered around spooky. Once again, any of the library programs are free. They do not cost anything. So we just encourage anyone and everyone, whether it be adult craft night, doing a story walk downtown, anything that we have going on, it is all free. So just visit our website and you can sign up if registration is required.
All right. You know, and I know we were talking a little bit about some of the services that are being offered right now. As far as when you return materials to the library, let's talk about that process and how that should be done.
Yes. So returns, right now when the library is open, our book drop that is in our parking lot is open for you to drop materials off. However, when the library is closed, we ask that materials would be returned to the book drop that is attached to the building near the Technology Center entrance. With the returns, during this whole COVID time, we have been watching a science-based project that is happening by Battelle Lab, and they have been basically going in and trying to figure out how long the strand of COVID-19 can last on surfaces, and specific to libraries and museums. And what they have come to find out, initially it was only a couple days, and then it went up a couple more. And so at this last recent study that came out in September, they said that right now it can still linger on materials for 6 days. So when people return them, they are probably going to see that the material is on their account and shows that they haven't returned it. However, that's just because once we get it, we're putting them in quarantine for that amount of time, and then we'll check them in. So we know that we've got a lot of questions from people about, you know, still showing up, but I returned it. And so, yes, right now books will be quarantined for a while, but you are able to return materials to our outside book drops.
And I guess the good news there is if it's still showing up, don't worry. You guys aren't giving any late fees or late fines right now.
That's correct, yes. Which the fun thing is that's not going away. So we are, the library has gone fine free. And so for overdue materials, don't need to worry about it.
All right, very good. Well, I'm about out of time here, Maddie, but is there anything else you want to make sure to get out to the public?
I mean, you know, if you want your physical book, we are open for browsing. We ask you to keep it short and sweet, but we would be happy to see everybody stop in for just a little bit and get some materials. If you have any questions, do reach out to us. Library staff are here. We want to continue being here. And just from everybody at the library, I know I can say this with true honesty, that we really appreciate our community and to see the support that we have received. We are constantly talking about what's going to be the next change, so we just really appreciate everyone's support.
All right. Well, it's good to hear that things are going well up there, and hopefully at some point we'll get to see people return to the library for other purposes in person. But
yes.
We'll continue to urge everyone to be to stay safe out there. Maddie, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
And that's Maddie Ogle with the Manhattan Public Library. Stay tuned. We'll have another segment coming up. We're going to talk with Carrie Holler, a Wamego second grade teacher, up next on News Radio KMAN.